Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Google gives parents some new superpowers in the form of new software that can help monitor their children's use of the internet remotely.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And with the beta launch of Family Link, this is Alphabet's unparalleled set of parental controls. It's basically software that will allow parents to monitor what their kids are doing on the internet remotely. Let's dive right in. Joining us now with the very latest is personal technology editor for the Wall Street Journal, Wilson Rothman. Hey, Wilson.
How's it going?
So the internet is obviously a scary monster for kids, but really more for parents.
Yes. The kids aren't nearly as afraid as the parents are.
Exactly. So the option to do something like this, to allow parents to monitor and control their kids' Android devices, that's probably a welcome one.
Yeah. The thing is, like, there's some form of parental controls on most devices that we do hand to our kids. But the difference now is that Google has created an entire control panel that can live on your device that you can just suddenly pull open and tweak, you know, your kid's settings without touching their phone. The nice thing is, of course, there's times when you want your kid to come up to dinner and they're busy on their Minecraft or whatever, and grabbing the phone out of their hands is kind of a hostile act, you know. But if the phone just suddenly stops working, if the Minecraft goes away and there's a purple screen that just says take a break, you know, the kid goes, huh, well, I guess I got to take a break.
It
snaps them out of their Minecraft trance, you know.
An interesting techie, sneaky way to kind of do that. Obviously, this new Family Link software has launched in beta form. You've tried it out. Your first impression, pretty solid set of tools here?
Yeah, like I say, it's the important thing is that while there are tools like this around, these are all in one place. You can locate the device. You can set a daily limit on how much time they can spend on their device. You can say 9 o'clock is bedtime so that it won't work after 9 o'clock. I mean, you can go through a lot of that stuff. The nice thing is you just, when that time, that take a break sign comes up, you know, it's time for them to come to grips with what they're doing in their devices. So Google calls this a conversation starter. When that comes up and they're mad and they want to fight about it, like, hey, why don't I have more time? You say, well, okay, great. You want more time? We can add more time to this. How about you empty the dishwasher or whatever, or you do this much, you know, practice your piano, all these things. Like, you have a list of things you want your kids to do, and this is a good way to kind of get them into the negotiating phase.
Also key here is the safe searching features that are probably, I'm sure you appreciate.
Right. So, you know, it's kind of almost bigger news for Google is that they're finally allowing children under 13 years of age to get Google accounts. The reason they couldn't do that before is there are laws, a significant one known as COPPA, which keeps... It's just serious restrictions if you're offering services to kids under 13, basically. And, of course, a normal Google account would not meet those criteria. So what Google's done is it's created this, you know, obviously the parent has to validate the account. But then once they're logged in through this account, they do have a different search. Safe search is on by default. You know, in YouTube, there's a subset of videos that they can watch. You can't get the whole of YouTube, although they're improving. They know that kids want to watch, like, videos and stuff,
right?
That, you know, music videos that were originally not part of YouTube Kids. So they're actually expanding that to be sensible, but also what the kids want. Because if they're in an environment that they are like, this is boring and I don't like this, then they're not going to stay in there for long and they're going to end up in the main YouTube, which, you know, Google doesn't want that either.
Yeah.
So the important thing to remember is that they're not serving, like, they're not targeting ads at the kids under 13, but they are tracking details about them. So they know it's a kid under 13 and the parents give consent to track them, just like the parents give consent to track themselves. I mean, Google mm-hmm. tracks us all, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Big Brother's watching
we
you.
We know it.
So that's the thing, is you have to be comfortable with the fact that you are creating a Google account that will be tracked, even if it won't be used in the same hyper-targeted way that they use your account.
Right. And you brought up another point about whether the kids like the YouTube videos, for example. You're liking the Family Link software. Were your kids into it?
Yeah, my kids, you know, as long as... So one of the things that Google does here with the Family Link software is create an environment for the kids that don't look like a dumbed-down kiddie environment. It looks like a phone. It has apps. They can go deep into their own settings and play with their device.
Especially for of a certain age, like 12, 13 or something like that.
You'd be surprised. Even
younger,
they know their devices. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they wouldn't want to be in this like Amazon has a very sophisticated set of profiles for your family, you know, managing family basically you can have a whole family on a single device, although I don't think that's a very realistic scenario. But the kids' environments are like pastel colored, big icons and stuff, and kids know. They know they're in that environment. Whereas in this case, Google deliberately made it so that they wouldn't feel like they were second-class citizens or anything.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Wilson Rothman about Google's new Family Link software. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So, Wilson, I think ultimately this highlights something interesting because it sheds light on this new era that we're in where, you know, technology can be used as a parenting tool. I know there's different, you know, viewpoints as to whether that's good or bad, but I don't know. It seems like a no-brainer sometimes.
Well, the experts I've talked to, they always say parental controls do not replace parents. And technology will never be a good substitute for a conversation you have with your kid. And with that in mind, you think about this idea, this conversation starter. You want to get your kid involved. If they have to read an hour a day or whatever before they can play a game, you know, shake hands on it. Get their buy-in on it.
Yeah.
Because then when the consequences are carried out, whether they're your consequences or the consequences of the parental control system, you've had that chat and they know what to expect. And if they don't like it, time to have another chat.
Yeah, it's just a good hybrid of tech and humanity, I guess, right?
Exactly.
Wilson, thank you as always.
Yep, you're welcome. Thanks
again to personal technology editor for the Wall Street Journal, Wilson Rothman. So ends another tech news briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.